B-Pod Studios.
Now, we're not going to necessarily have fans, but there's been reports that Major League Soccer may want to have their season in Orlando. Do it. We want to have you here. We want to have the basketball practicing again. We would love to have the Major League Baseball. And I think the message is that our people are starved to have some of this back in their lives.
We're touching Rich. That is the governor of Florida talking about how sports can return there. And as Major League Baseball players hem and haw over the amount of money they're going to get, while the rest of the country is furloughed and out of jobs and everything else, great look by the MLPA. That's fantastic of them to be crying about a couple bucks. Really, like just a couple bucks. I mean, how much more do they want? I mean, the league's going to split it. You know, I don't understand what they want.
By the way, there hasn't been even an offer put out there yet. I think that they're right now stalling because, listen, it is about money. There is money. But it's also about there's been no safety precautions laid out before them either that's told them, what is your plan? So the players are getting a lot of crap right now. But in fairness, like, they haven't seen anything, apparently, according to reports, that has given them, here's how it's going to be done. So it's not like they're dragging their feet. There's been nothing put in front of them to sign. Now, guys like Scott Boras are being dicks about the whole thing, and they're making this blow up to be bigger than it is because he immediately had this confrontational attitude about, there's just going to be a deal breaker. There's no way we're going to discuss blah, 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 blah. When, in fact, right now, that's not the case. I think that they're going to be able to work something out soon. It seems like it's blowing up to be a little bit bigger than it actually is.
All right, well, that's good. 99% of their problem is financial. I can assure you of that.
Blake Snell yesterday on Twitch? Did you see what he was saying? Snell won the American League Cy Young Award last year, and he was on his Twitch, you know, video game channel, and he said, a quote, "You all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay." Now, here's the paragraph. "No, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine, and that's just the way it is for me. Like, I'm sorry you guys think differently, but the risk is way the hell higher than the amount of money I'm making is way lower. Why would I think about doing that?
So, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I believe him completely, by the way, in his reasoning. Please, he wants more money. That's all he wants.
He's going to make $7 million this season. Again, he plays for Tampa Bay. He's going to make $7 million this season. He just signed a new 5-year, $50 million contract extension last year, and he doesn't want to make $3.5 million to pitch.
They're going to play
in a shortened season.
In a shortened season, and the good news is that it sounds like very soon, like within the next couple of months, you're going to get sports. Now, almost definitely, these leagues are going to start. Maybe not the NFL. We don't know yet, but all the other ones, there's going to be no fans, and. So yesterday, we mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, but there's a little more details that have kind of come trickled out about this. The question is becoming, what is sports on television without fans going to look like? Just to the layperson, you would think, well, it's going to be like what we saw with the UFC. It's going to be simply a camera filming what sports look like with no fans. And to be honest, I find that somewhat fascinating. But yeah. Joe Buck did an interview yesterday. And he's, I guess, privy to some of the conversations that's been going on behind the scenes with Fox. I mean, he obviously is kept in the loop on how things are going to go. And he said, should the season begin on time, he believes we're looking at a campaign without fans in the stands. And he said that Fox is right now exploring more routes to provide what's, quote, a more normal viewing experience instead of just having it be a game without fans. He said, quote, "There's probably going to be a season in doing games with no fans, which will be difficult." He said, "I think Fox and the networks are going to put crowd noise under us to make it a normal viewing experience at home." I'll keep going because we'll get back to that. He said, when pressed by the interviewer, Buck said he was certain crowd noise will be added to potential broadcasts without fans and went so far as to say, quote, I know they'll do it, and that it's, quote, pretty much a done deal. He said, I think whoever's going to be at that control is going to have to be really good at their job and be realistic with how a crowd would react depending on what just happened on the field. So it's really important.
So it's basically small wonder.
Yes, you've turned it into a bad sitcom from the 80s with fake crowds that's not filmed in front of a live studio audience, but pumped like the Brady Bunch, just pumped in. You become the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, like The Office was fairly popular without any kind of fake laughter. So
absolutely.
I mean, if you're doing a single single camera sitcom, I mean, those tend to work. So, I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
But, I mean, that's we think you're stupid. It's like, where's the crowd coming from? What, you're not full. And what's going to happen when a call goes, like, you know, against the home team? Are they going to have, like, boos ready?
Yes. Yes. And it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be like playing a video game. It's going to be absolutely ridiculous. By the way, just a little side thing here. Did you see at these fancy restaurants the tables that they can't use, they're putting mannequins of people eating.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's like something out of like a horrible, it's like a horror movie. These creepy dead bodies sitting there just looking at you. thank you.
No. You can just put something on the table that says, like, don't sit here.
But speaking of bodies that don't exist, Fred, Joe Buck continues. He said they're also looking at ways to simulate a packed house for viewers at home. Quote, they're looking at ways to put virtual fans in the stands. So when you see a wide shot, it looks like the stadium is jam-packed, but in fact, it'll be empty. So this is not like what we're seeing with the Samsung Bears or whatever they're called. I forget what the names of one of the teams are with the Korean League. Because the Korean League, they have like cutouts of people sitting in the stands. And I believe that people have paid money to have their face superimposed on each little cutout. That's different. What it sounds like Fox is doing is basically taking their Cletus the Robot and turning it into, like, you know, 70,000 people that are going to be all over the stands. So when there's a touchdown, a fake crowd starts roaring in the stands. How aggravating is that going to be?
I don't know. I mean, did anyone watch the Saints in the 80s? I mean, this is or Buffalo. Like, this is not unprecedented, not having fans in the stands.
Right.
Just, you know, if you're in the Jets game, just have them put paper bags over their heads. Then you won't be able to tell if they're fake or not.
Well, because they're going to have to make CGI super fans, too. Like, there's going to be their, like, Fireman Ed guy. They're going to have to, which is going to be really, really, I'm sure it's going to look great. Not at all like the Polar Express with their creepy dead eyes in the stands. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. And they're going to go so all in on that first week, and it is going to, you thought people got pissed off when there was a line following the puck in a hockey game? Just wait till you put a fake crowd and fake crowd noise on an NFL Sunday roster. People are going to lose their crap. But according to Joe Buck, it sounds like this is a reality and they're going to roll with it. And I don't know which one would be more aggravating, the fake crowd or the fake crowd noise, but both of them together, it is going to be miserable. I love football, and I'm going to want football at that point, but that just might be enough to piss me off so much that I'm going to have to turn it off.
It's just another example of TV executives overthinking everything and getting in their own way.
No question.
Like the danger of it is that you've given them all this time to think about it. So they're in a boardroom brainstorming, and then something that probably seemed ridiculous after a certain amount of time, you start going, well, didn't Gary have an idea for this? And yeah, the fake crowd noise. Oh, yeah, let's re-explore that. They just have too much time to think.
But you can't tell me, Fred, that you aren't somewhat looking forward to seeing what it would sound like for, like, an NFL game being with no crowd. I think that would be fascinating. Not only do you get to obviously hear them talk, but like on the field, you can hear the communication between each other a lot more. There's going to be certain things that you can hear the coaches say, you know, on the sidelines. Like it's almost like you get supersonic hearing for the first time. You know, having the headset when the NASCAR pit crew is talking to their guy. It's going to be like that while watching an NFL game. And how is that not fascinating? Now, you don't want more than a season of that. But at first, that's going to be like that's going to almost be part of the attraction of these games for the first time having that.
Yeah, you're gonna just see how, I don't know. Again, it's just people sitting in a room. And remember when they did the game with no broadcasters?
Yes.
Oh, the NBA. It's players-only broadcast.
No, they did it. This is a long time ago. Yeah, this is, what was it, Jets and Dolphins, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was Jets and Dolphins, and they did it without broadcasters.
Yeah, they just had a scroll at the bottom of the screen.
But it made you appreciate broadcasters.
Yeah.
I've never appreciated the crowd. Like, I've never been like, wow, look at that crowd. That's really something. How about that crowd? How about that guy who painted his face? This is why you pay the big bucks for the tickets. They'll think of a bunch of other ways to screw things up. And then they're going to overplan everything. It's just going to be. They're going to overcomplicate everything. It's going to be ridiculous. I mean, the idea that they can have UFC fights and that they can have NASCAR, but this baseball thing is so hard to put together is nuts.
You know, the one thing, Fred, though, that somebody actually makes a pretty good point. The real reason Fox might have fake crowd noise is that, can you imagine the amount of swears that would air?
I was thinking that. But I don't know. It seems like it would be worth not having the fake crowd noise and just have a long delay where you can dump stuff. I mean, I would take dumping stuff all the time over the embarrassment of a fake crowd. I certainly would. I think that that's where I stand on that issue. All right, we will be right back. Now, 98.5, the sports hub, we're touching Rich. What week is this in the coronavirus? Is it 9?
Fred, I'm going to go with this being week 9. Yes, I can't even say
it. Okay, so we're going into week 9.
Yeah, we're into week 9.
Now, has anyone else gotten to the point where you've been together for far too long?
I think everyone's been like that.
Especially with your spouse, that like everything is being looked at very closely and judged.
No, not to that extent.
Not there
but
yet.
I mean,
not
do,
there
do,
yet,
like,
no.
Like, do I want to just like go away for a day and just kind of breathe? You know, just and it's not even just my. It's like the whole family. I think everyone would like that, but it's not like I feel like I'm being judged. No, not that.
No, because we're in quarantine with my parents now. I have been able to get away and play golf a couple times. I'm not going to do it today, because it's going to be 81 degrees here. So I will use the
81.
Water.
81!
Yep.
Awesome. What does that feel like?
I haven't felt it yet. It hasn't been in the 80s yet, but 81 degrees today with sunshine.
What are you, sitting on the sun? This is amazing. 81 degrees. I swear to God, I don't remember the last day it was 80 here. In Boston.
Well, when you shell out the money for a place in Nantucket, you ain't buying the weather, baby.
No, you are not.
You are not buying the weather, but it is coming to a point where mentally people are going to have to just take a couple days away. Now, not next week, but the next week, in 3 Sundays, I am going home, and I will be home for 4 days by myself. Now, I don't know if that's – I think that it's going to be, like, magical the first couple days, and then I think the isolation
– Fred, I'll knock that one around with you. You want to go there?
Okay, because, Dan, you've been by – but you have a million brothers and sisters, but have you been by yourself?
I have absolutely been by myself, yes.
Okay,
so
now,
probably
have you gone
2 weeks
insane?
Ago, let me just say this briefly. About 2 weeks ago, I had an opportunity to see other family members and do, like, even like a 15-foot distance, just social interaction for a little while. And I couldn't believe how – I was like, wow, that's crazy. My brothers and sisters, I actually, like them and would want to be around them. Yes, because where I am currently located, there is not a whole lot of people. So when you have the term self-isolating, yes, it is self-isolating.
So are you going insane? Like,
because I can get out. I can go down to the beach. The beach is closed, believe it or not. But you can walk along the sidewalk and wave to the cop as he goes by every two minutes to make sure that no one is on the beach. But there are other things to do. Yeah, I mean, and I do have enough space that I can get outside and do things like that. I'm not completely shut in.
Why can you walk next to the beach but not on the beach?
That is a great question, because you'd think that even at low tide, when there is a copious amounts of space, you could distance yourself from other people, because now you find that when you're on the sidewalk and someone's coming at you, you have to step out into the street in order
to avoid them. Well, it's the same difference. It's not like people are going to be laying out in Maine.
You could just tell them that the beach is available or open for walking only, not for playing cornhole and setting up a tent and an umbrella and, you know, bringing the cooler down. No, you could open up the beach for walkers, but they have not done that yet.
See, I can't imagine there's that much action going on where you are in Maine.
It's
that they would, based on the weather up there, I have no idea, like, why you would just because, yeah, because you're going to get all those people from down south that are coming up there to go enjoy the 40-degree weather up there and really lounge on the beach. That seems really odd to me.
It's very odd. Yes, most of the counties in Maine are what they consider rural counties, so they're going to open those up, I think, by Monday. And when I mean open up, it's open, but there's nothing going on. The two counties, York County and I think Cumberland County, which is Portland, Maine, and all that surrounding areas, those are not open. The ones that actually matter.
Yeah, the ones that actually where you want to matter. Go.
Well, I mean, you're almost vacation land's about to open up. You start next weekend. I mean, that's when everyone just starts, you know, just vomiting Maine.
Yes.
So get ready, man. Get ready.
Yeah, they have terms for them. They're all from Massachusetts, and they act a certain way.
Yeah, so, okay, so you are like a Mr. Project. So you've, like, how many things have you done to your home that maybe you would not have done?
Like, you mean tear up flooring in the basement, you know, with a chisel? Yeah, that was glued to the floor. That was almost like a beautiful mind. That was one of those things where I was like, wow, this doesn't seem like a bad project until I was about 6 hours into it. Yes, things like that, you start to look around and you're like, oh, maybe I could fix that or maybe I could fix that. So there have been many of those.
See, I have nothing I can do. So, I wish that we had, like, an afternoon show so you could, like, do something and then do the afternoon show. And then before you know it, it's dinner and then you go to sleep.
Another day off the calendar.
Yeah, another day off the calendar. You know, people are like, live life to the fullest. No.
I wonder what it's like
fullest.
Yeah, totally. I wonder what it's like if you're somebody who is, you know, in the dating scene, like, during all this. Like, are you still trying to pick up women, like, while you're, like, like doing Tinder and stuff?
I have a friend who's in Chicago, and he's just like, yeah, I got to get laid. There's nothing I can do about it. He's like, I need to get laid.
But this is twofold, like, when you do Tinder, because it's not just, you know, is this somebody who also likes me? It's also, is this somebody who will also meet up with me during a pandemic?
Yeah, he's not having a lot of problems.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, you turn, you know, 44 years old and you've never been married and you work out and you have money. I mean, he does is bang girls in their 20s because they're used to having guys like take them, you know, meet up at a bar. And he's like, I can take you out to dinner. And then so it's like, oh, OK.
No. I'm talking now because you can't go to a restaurant and do any of that.
No, he can't. No, they come to his apartment.
So, wow. Yeah, so just off Tinder.
I don't know if it's Tinder. I don't know what it is. He just because I'll go, what are you doing today? And I'll go, this girl's coming over. So I don't know how he does it. I didn't specifically ask him about what he's doing.
If there's anybody listening who's dating right now, who is found like a new boyfriend or girlfriend during the quarantine, I'd like to know how that works. Like, I mean, I'd like to know like what how that is done. Have you met up, or is it all completely online at this point?
Because you can't do it online. That's, I mean, what are you doing? But they might be girls he knows. Like, he might have. Because I think that during a quarantine, that maybe if you didn't get along with someone and you called them and they're single, that there's a really good chance they're coming over.
So you're saying he's got a stable ready to go.
They're just girls, like, you know, he had that didn't end badly. You know, girls that maybe he didn't date for that long, like, you know, went on a few dates with. And if he calls them up, you know, they're bored and they got nothing to do and they want to have sex. So he calls them up and they come over and have sex. They spend the night and then they go home. And if he gets the coronavirus, he's like, I'm not seeing anyone.
get the coronavirus.
That's a little different than meeting someone for the first time, like, you know, during the
Again,
during
I the don't pandemic. Know. Like, yeah. I don't know. He could very well be meeting new people, but, I mean, I think it's most likely, it might be someone he hasn't seen in, like, 3 years. I mean, he's, you know, but he's like, I'm going to get laid. He's like, I don't know how long this is going to go on for. He's like, I want to have sex. So I said, who can argue with that? Yeah. I mean, you got to sit alone in your apartment in Chicago and not do anything. I'm like, go ahead. You can, I mean, it's one, you're allowed to have up to 10 people in Illinois and believe in a place. So it's just it's two people. So what's the problem? And maybe you get really lucky and there's no kissing. And you can just wear a mask. You know, maybe they wear masks.
So you're saying it's a benefit.
It shortens your time.
If you do it according to the guidelines that the state of New York put out there, then all the benefit is to you.
No, because, you don't have to make out if you don't want to.
You get right to it.
Yeah, and then you wear a rubber, which I highly doubt he does. But if you wear a rubber, then, there's protection there. You got to, you got to wear gloves. James, go ahead, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, James?
Yeah, so I was just hanging out last Friday. I gave a girl a like on Instagram, and out of nowhere, she, followed me back, liked a bunch of my other pictures. So, I got back to her. We met up in, I think she was in Derry. We met up in Derry. Drove around a little bit, got a coffee. There's no places to go. We couldn't go sit at a bar or anything like that. So we just hung out, talked a little bit. We pulled over in her parking lot, started, kissing. From there, all hell broke loose. We just got it done in the car, and then that was it.
Yeah, see, I would imagine that now is the time that you are most likely to get laid. I would think because people are isolated and they just need human companionship, there's that need for human human companionship.
You see, this guy on line two right here is what I kind of figured a lot of people are doing. Now this is something that I understand.
Stan, go ahead.
Hey guys. Hey.
So,
At this point, basically just trying to kind of toe the line either side and, make some connections, plant some seeds for when this is all over. That way you kind of have, just like your guy, you'll have the stable all set up, kind of ready to go for once we're able to get back into the fire.
You're never going to not do it.
Well, dating's never going to be cheaper. Think about that. Like, you're not going to have to take it to a nice restaurant.
Stan, you'll be able to put up with this for another week. And then you are going to pull the trigger on something.
It's getting to be a little much. I'm not going to say that there's not going to be some desperation here and there, but
I mean, you're being suppose responsible, but you're not going to be able to hold out, especially if you're having success. Planting seeds and getting girls interested in you. At some point, the dam's going to break, and you're going to just give in. There's going to be a night that you just give in. And then once that starts, you ain't stopping. Vincent, go ahead.
What's up, guys? Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
Just heard you guys talking about online dating and stuff, and I'm sitting here in my right down the street from headquarters, and I've been laid more times in this quarantine than probably the first 2 years of college.
That's what I figure.
It seems like it. I mean, some guy just instant messaged me and said, I don't want to publicly post it, but I'm cleaning up with girls during this.
Wow.
I'm telling you, you didn't believe me, my friend. He's like, I'm getting laid all the time. He's, people, if you're alone in an apartment and you're in a city, like, and you're in that city and the girls are in that city, I mean, people want to hook up. Even girls, even though it seems sometimes in my life they have no sexual needs or desires. That's just my life, though, in my experience. But, people are getting laid. And biologically, and it's part of evolution, you can only fight that need for so long. So there you go.
Somebody said, getting the deed done in Dirty Derry in the back of a car.
That's right. Is Derry New Hampshire?
parking lot of Dirty Dairy. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, maybe they did it at a dairy farm.
The Dairy Queen. Yeah, the Dirty Dairy Queen, maybe.
Yeah, the Dairy Queen next to the dairy farm. All right, Rich, we have the stack coming up. What we discuss?
Oh, we got a lot to talk about, including a true legend. Fred, this is somebody that I know you aspire to be someday. A certain pizza-making mogul said, I am going on TikTok, and I am bringing you all throughout my house.
Oh, it's like a Cribs with a real stupid guy. All right. Here are the headlines.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack it up. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich. The stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 months. Go to windownation.com. Very quickly, Dan just reminded me of a story that he sent us, and I just want to know if this is legal. So if you go to Rhode Island this summer, even if you own property there, but I don't think that that matters. But if I go to Rhode Island and I'm not a resident, there's a chance that you might have to prove you have a negative coronavirus test. Is that legal? Can a state keep you out?
It doesn't sound like it. As a matter of fact, they got in trouble because remember when this whole thing started, they were stopping people at the border. There were reports that the police were stopping people at the border if they had a New York license plate. And if they did and they're coming in from New York, they were – like, I guess, telling the people that they're getting their information and then saying that they were forced to quarantine for 14 days. And that ended up only lasting like a day or two because that is widely illegal. I mean, it's insane. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the deal is with this because I know that Hawaii has done something similar to this where I guess the cases are almost none. But I mean, in Hawaii, If you were there like on a honeymoon or something, I think they got your phone number. Dan, you told me all the details on this. Like, you weren't like allowed to like leave your hotel room.
When you arrive at the airport, they ask you for a cell phone number. They call it right then, and if it's not a working number, then you're not admitted or allowed. So it has to be your number. Then they ask you where you're staying, perhaps resort, hotel. They call to confirm that you have a reservation there, that you're not just, you know, saying I'm staying wherever. And then there was a honeymoon couple that got arrested after they left their hotel twice. They were warned the first time. They came back with, like, takeout bags. And then the next time when they left, they were arrested.
And did you say there was a dude who went out on a jet ski and, like, he saw the police waiting at the beach and he just refused to come in?
He ran it out of gas. And then
he ran out of gas.
Yeah, it looks like he's coming in now.
So in Massachusetts, do you still have to quarantine for 2 weeks if you're coming in on a plane, right?
They're asking out-of-state visitors and travelers to do that, yes.
Yeah, okay. But I don't think it's, like, it's not the law. They're asking you to do that, though.
Yeah, because I'm doing that at the station, which I think is the right thing to do. Wouldn't you say so, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's smart. I think it shows that, you know, that you care for the people you work with.
Well,
just
the
in
station,
case.
In fairness to them, wants me to do it, which I think is wise.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, the governor, in Rhode Island is saying a big percent of our economy is tourism, and what the Commerce Secretary and I are doing is figuring out how would we do that. One option could be testing tourists.
To be quite honest, that doesn't sound bad because at least I can get a test.
Well, no, yeah, exactly. If you're like, testing,
all right, sure.
If you're testing me, even though that's probably still wildly illegal, I don't have a problem with that yet because I can get a test. And you know what? If I'm driving down to Rhode Island, it's only an hour back. So if you give me the test and now I know
I'm
sick.
Turn you around and say, yep, go home.
Yeah, then I'm going to go home.
And Fred, you're right. There's a difference between whether something makes me feel good while they do. Well, because to be honest, if it was legal, I'd think it was great because, you know, I know that if I'm going into Rhode Island that they've tested everyone else that was going into Rhode Island. I would feel a little more comfortable around people down there. But there's also this whole thing about, I don't know if you can force someone to do that. Like, that seems like it's against the law
to force someone to do that. It's incredibly against the law. I mean, the ACLU would sue them so quick their heads would spin. No, you can't.
I do know that other countries are doing that. But, you know, because they can make it. Like, Iceland.
Totalitarian governments.
Well, Iceland is opening back up, I think, in like a week or two because they've handled it so well. But when you fly into Iceland, they take your test immediately, like when you get off the plane. And it's one of those things where you are forced to quarantine if you decide to stay. I mean, you can obviously go back, but you know that's something that they're doing, and I know other countries are considering doing that as well.
Now, that would suck. That would suck. You not knowing you had it, and then you know all of a sudden you pop a spike of fever on the way there, and you've got to get on two different planes to go to this remote country,
and then
they make you quarantine or go back.
Yeah, it's big mystery why Iceland would not have a lot of the coronavirus in that, like what John just said. It's in the middle of nowhere. It stands on its own.
Yep.
I mean, I would imagine it's quite difficult for if the virus wasn't going to go, it wasn't going to go somewhere. It would be Iceland. So I'm not giving them a round of applause for
No. They've gotten it so low that they're just like, we don't want any more. And here's how we're going to handle it. You're not coming in here if you've got it. But you're right. In states, I don't think have the rights to do that.
Right. If you're not a citizen of the country, maybe that's different. But you can't tell someone who's a citizen of the U.S. that you
For visitors. It's for visitors.
No. I'm not talking about Iceland. I'm talking about Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell. I mean, we're all United States citizens. I mean, you can't force that on people. That's crazy. I mean, then think of the slippery slope you're going down.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I'm
gonna check you for a million diseases or you can't come in. Oh, you're underlying heart condition.
Fred, there's people who have a problem, which I think this is crazy. There's people who have a problem that when sports open back up and they let people and like, you know, how Disney's doing it too, they have a problem with there being something that reads their temperature as they walk in. I have no problem with that. Like, that's something that I just think.
But that's a private business. So you can do what you want. I mean, if I own a bar and I want to take your temperature, then don't come in. I mean, to me, that's the decision of the business. That's not the government. There's a huge difference between the government and a private business. Yeah. If they say, here's the rule, we're going to take your temperature, and if you don't like it, go. Like, you can't tell me what to do because this is a private business. This is not state operated. So, yeah, there's where the big difference is. I mean, a bar could not let you in. They could kick you out. I mean, it's a lot different, actually.
Well, also, like, I mean, they got some pretty cool tests that are, I mean, not only do they have a bunch of tests to be able to get every out-of-towner in there to test them in Rhode Island, but also they've got the quick tests, the one that you get the results back, because, I mean, they're not going to make you wait a day, like, sitting there at the border. You know, these got to be, like, the 15-minuters, and think about the backup on, what's that big-ass bridge, the one that's terrifying to when you go to Rhode Island?
Over that. I don't go over that.
Nightmare bridge.
The Newport Bridge? The Johnstown Bridge?
It's the other one.
Jamestown Bridge?
I forget.
If you're taking M24 and you look to your right, you go, thank God I'm on M24.
That is a nightmare bridge.
Is it the Braga Bridge?
I don't know what it's called. I just call it Close Your Eyes.
It's not the Newport Bridge.
That one's fine.
Yeah, the
Jamestown Bridge is in the other direction. That's coming from 95. So
yeah, that's what it is. It's the Jamestown Bridge because the Newport Bridge is nothing.
So Fred, imagine being backed up on that sucker, just waiting to get your corona, your nose swabbed.
There's nothing in Newport that would make me do that. There's nothing in there.
It's Ryan Family Amusements, dude. All the tickets you can win, man.
Yeah, and now my kids are kind of realizing the prizes suck there. And so the shine has come off the lily. Because we used to just go, hey, go in here. We're going to be next door at Benjamin's, you know, eating and drinking. And now they don't want to go in there no more. So... It's kind of a sad time.
I saw that story, dude. Very, very strange. It's not going to happen. I guarantee you
they
can't do that. All right. Well, something that we can do, and that is maybe get an inside glimpse to the life of a superstar, and that superstar likes to sling some pies. Papa John, you know, what do you do when you're like a multimillionaire pizza mogul and you're bored? Let the people a little in on, you know, the old whereabouts. By the way, he owns the most expensive house in, I think it's Lexington, Kentucky. It's $11 million.
There is no better area than Lexington, Kentucky. I can tell you that. As someone who had to drive from Detroit to Orlando on a regular basis. Now, they have horses, and they have the University of Kentucky. But isn't he from Louisville? Louisville's cool. He's in Lexington like an idiot.
Maybe it is Louisville. I got it right. It's whatever, one of the Kentucky ones. Because Louisville is a great city. I do
like Louisville is a good city. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's worth $11 million. And he posted this thing on his Instagram and then went on TikTok. He went on TikTok to make it. And he titled it Tour of the Papa Castle Part 1.
Yeah,
and,
baby.
And also added the hashtags, hashtag my crib, hashtag finals at home, whatever that is, hashtag FYP, probably for your papa, and hashtag bored in the house. So let's see what Papa John's got going on with his video, Tour of the Papa Castle Part 1.
Howdy, Papa John. Welcome to my crib. Start off with the clock. Eagles go up several thousand feet.
Okay, stop it. Okay, so you know, Mike edited some of that out of it because it was longer than it should have been. But he produced this really bad Cribs-esque, like, where it showed like overhead shots of the Papa Castle, like this knockoff Cribs thing. And then he opens up his giant doors, and the first thing you see is this massive statue in the foyer of his massive house of two eagles fornicating.
Well, listen, you got to set the tone. The eagle is the most majestic of creatures. And when you come in here, you're dealing with a majestic creature in the papa.
I mean,
how do you order that?
What do you say?
How do you order something like that?
You take your underwear off and you throw it at him. You go, this is a natural aphrodisiac. How do I not throw myself on top of you like these two eagles? I mean, these eagles, they're fornicating.
Do you know how much that probably cost to have made?
A zillion dollars, Fred. And I'm not joking.
No, it is. Like, to get art commissioned. And have them build something that big.
So yeah, what do you want?
I thought he would be way classier than that.
Nope. Listen to this. And by the way, I'm not making that up. It is a statue of two eagles doing it.
Oh no. I'm telling you, he's like, it's time to set the mood. Like, this is, listen. I'm telling you, it's the most majestic of creatures, and here it is banging. Lady, you want to be next?
This is the house that, what was the name of the TV show that Danny McBride was in when he was like the Eastbound and Down? This is Kenny Powers' house. What do you want? Well, first thing when you walk in the door, I want two American Eagles doing it, and I want it to be 40 feet tall. That's what it is. He's Kenny Powers of the pizza world.
Oh. All right. I mean, how many jet skis does he have?
let's let it roll.
Howdy, Papa John. Welcome to my crib. Start off with the clock. Eagles go up several thousand feet. They made all the way down, and right before they hit the earth, they separate so they don't get hurt or killed. Perfect timing.
Okay, wait a second. Why did we not do a whole break on this? All right, so he's telling you about the sexual life of eagles. So they go, so they get up humping 1,000 feet in the air. And then he comes, does he have a safari hat on? And then they come crashing
towards the... No, he's got a shirt on, my joking shirt, and it says Papa on it.
Of course he does. So he does that, and then he knows about the mating habits of the eagle, because then when they come down, it's got to be over. But with Papa, we ain't falling, except for you're going to be falling in love. The eagle, here's the mating. And that, you know, when he brings girls in, he goes like, all right, you might say, why eagles? Because when they do it right, baby. I'm going to take you to 10,000 feet. And by the time we come down, someone's going to be pleased. They go several thousand. They go 1,000 feet up in the air. All right. Well, there you go. Oh, Papa. All right. Is there anything else?
Oh, yeah. Let it roll.
Perfect timing. Eagles mating clock spins 4 times an hour. Check it out. Okay. Off the main foyer is the library. This is where I film a lot of footage.
Okay, hang on a second. This is a library where I have every Jugs magazine, each one autographed by Larry Flint. Over here, you'll see my collection of Wii magazines. So, and over here in this corner are the Nuggets. That's only when I'm feeling especially naughty. I have his library. It's like coloring books.
Fred, on the TikTok thing, while he's talking about the statue, the giant statue of the two eagles humping, it says, he wrote a caption, "This isn't just a sculpture, it's a clock."
Oh, my God. Like, why? I mean, you give some people money, man, and they will just do things that you can't even imagine. What do you think it's like for him to look at that statue now that he's a complete failure? Because you know what? If you start auctioning that statue off, look out, Sotheby's. I mean, where do you cap it? And right now you have lot 242, a large sculpture of two eagles humping. The bidding starts at $5 million.
Just Fred, do me a favor. Go to @TutcherAndRich.
All right, I don't want to talk about
I'm
it anymore.
Watching it.
I want to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to be able to. I want to spend some time.
Oh, my God. And the best thing about it is that he teases part two. So, I mean, this is just part one.
Ooh.
So this is going to be a series of you going through Papa John's. I don't know how it could possibly get better than episode one.
Because his bedroom.
Oh.
You know what are the chances there's a mirror on the ceiling?
Oh, my God. About 1,000%.
Yeah. I mean, there's minus five million. I mean.
Someone said, can we do a knockoff Papa Gino's cribs? Right here is a napkin that Teddy Bruschi once wiped his mouth with. I put it in a frame.
Now we enter the Noid's house, and you can tell he's been bothering people for a long time.
That's a Noid reference.
That's right. You got to avoid him. Yeah. At all costs, you got to avoid the Noid. Yeah. I got to explore this Papa John thing because I know exactly the kind of guy he is. Just like no class, just piece of garbage that like found himself with all this money and now he's just spending it on the stupidest crap.
Someone said, I guarantee Wallach's visually excited for those eagles making love.
Well, he knew all about it.
I can't take my eye off it.
He's like, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, of course I know the mating rituals of the eagle. I mean, come on, tell me something I don't know as I disinfect the tables.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.